This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Tension comes under control at overcrowded Kailali prison after violent clash between inmates. Kailali District Administration forms a five-member probe committee to investigate the prison clash. Nepal emphasizes on expanding cooperation and collaboration in the third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal secures $4.5 billion profit in power trade. And U.S. President Trump and Russian President Putin to meet in Alaska for Ukraine talks next week. Now the news in detail. Normalcy is returning to the tensed Kailali prison. A large number of police personnel have been deployed to normalize the situation arising from a clash between inmates at Kailali jail in Thangadi. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajkumar Singh, the spokesperson of the district police office in Kailali, is stating that the situation in the jail is under the control of the police administration at present. 54 police personnel are said to have been deployed in the jail premises to maintain a normal situation. Bharat Chaudhary from Dhangadi sub-metropolitan city 4, who was injured in a clash between prisoners in the jail on Friday night, passed away today during treatment, and the 44 prisoners injured in the incident are currently receiving treatment at City Provincial Hospital in Dhangadi. The clash erupted between inmates residing in Block A and Block B of the jail. Currently, there are altogether 680 inmates in Kailali prison, despite its capacity to accommodate just 100 people. Meanwhile, the District Security Committee meeting held today has formed a five-member investigation committee led by Assistant Chief District Officer Kiran Joshi. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that Nepal has earned a profit of 4.5 billion rupees from power trade. The head of the government shared the information with the public through a social media post today. He wrote that the country is gradually reducing the volume of electricity imports. Nepal has laid emphasis on expanding mutual cooperation and collaboration in the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs, held in Turkmenistan. At a press conference organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs after the return of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli from the conference on Friday, it was said that the countries like Nepal had raised the voice for the additional support from the development partners to the landlocked countries. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai informed that the Awaja program of action will serve as a cornerstone for transforming a landlocked country's development and prosperity journey. He also mentioned that during the conference, Nepali delegation leader and Prime Minister Oli clarified that Nepal was working on expanding cross-border connectivity through the construction of smart infrastructure, expansion of highways and railways, development of trade roads and green energy corridors. Janai Purnima and Raksha Bandhan festivals have been celebrated across Nepal today on the full moon day of Shravan as per the Nepali calendar. The full moon day is observed differently across communities. Hill groups celebrate Janai Purnima alongside Raksha Bandhan and Rishi Tarpani, and Madhes communities observe Rakhi, and the newer community marks the day as Gunya Puni. Janai Purnima, mainly celebrated by Brahmin and Kshetri communities, involves the ritual changing the sacred thread called Janai by men after a holy bath. The day also is marked by the consumption of Kwati, a special soup made from nine types of beans, and is celebrated as Kwati Purnima by the Newari community. Janai Purnima is also called Rishi Tarpani, as it is observed by wearers of Janai, rather, offer tarpan or ritual offerings to the seven sages. Raksha Bandhan involves tying a protective thread around the wrist. In the Thrai region, sisters tie rakhis, decorative and colorful threads, on their brother's wrist, wishing them long life and prosperity. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Astrid, इन्टरनेट असर गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has emphasized the need to take maximum benefit from the artificial intelligence AI, inaugurating a seminar on indigenous nationalities and artificial intelligence, protecting rights and building the future organized by the Indigenous Nationalities Commission in Kathmandu today on the occasion of the 31st International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, Minister Gurung emphasized the global potential of artificial intelligence. He also noted that the countries already advanced in AI have begun reaping its benefits. However, the communications minister stressed that both the developed and developing nations can still harness AI for maximum advantage. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Alaska next Friday to discuss the future of the war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, Trump announced the meeting for the 15th of August on social media, and a Kremlin spokesperson later confirmed it, calling Alaska a logical location due to its proximity to Russia. Ukraine has not responded yet. The announcement came hours after Trump suggested Ukraine might need to abandon some territory to end the conflict, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion in February in 2022. Trump said there will be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both, without providing further details. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally rejected any territorial concessions as a precondition for peace, and it remains unclear if Ukraine or its European allies would accept such a deal. Israel has strongly rejected criticism from the world leaders after its Security Cabinet approved a plan to take control of Gaza City. The BBC cited Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz as saying that the country is condemning Israel and threatening sanctions would not weaken the country's resolve. He added that the Israel's enemies would face a united and a strong response. The decision to expand the war in Gaza drew the condemnation from the UN and several countries, including the UK, France and Canada, while Germany halted military exports to Israel. Hamas has condemned the plan to occupy Gaza City, calling it a new war crime that would come at a high cost to Israel. On Friday, foreign ministers from the UK, Germany, Italy, New Zealand and Australia jointly rejected the plan, stating that it would worsen the already catastrophic situation in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is also a likelihood of moderate rainfall at one or two places of the hilly and dry region of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in some places of the Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Likewise, moderate rainfall is possible at a few places in the Madhes province along with the hilly and Tarai regions of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tension comes under control at overcrowded Kailali prison after violent clash between inmates. Kailali District Administration forms a five-member probe committee to investigate the prison clash. Nepal emphasizes on expanding cooperation and collaboration in the third UN conference on landlocked and developing countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal secures $4.5 billion profit in power trade. And U.S. President Trump and Russian President Putin to meet in Alaska for Ukraine talks next week. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.